Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Your chance to be the Armada Audio of the AM starts today. Drop us a note on the Ray Memorial Hotline. Go to the Odyssey app. Go to the Fan Upstate page. Click on the little microphone button in the middle of that page. Drop us a 30 to 60 second voice note. Anything and everything is on the table. Go to the Fan Upstate on the Odyssey app. Click on the microphone button. Drop a 30 to 60 second voice note. And if it's the best voice note we get for the day, you will be featured the next day in the Audio Blitz as the Armada, the Armada Audio in the AM. And it's available to you and exclusively you as a member of the Armada and a fan of the Rob Brown Show right here on The Fan Upstate. We're going to get to that Dallas Cowboys stuff coming up here in just a few minutes from right now. Because it's hilarious to me. And Dallas fans, of which I know there are at least a few of you, I am going to say lovingly, save your "we're just living rent-free in your head" stuff. I'm not here for it. No, you're not.
Yeah, I don't think any of them are saying that right now.
Oh, no, they still do. They yeah. still do.
They may, I mean,
even when we're bad, you still think about us. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, because it's constantly and repeatedly crammed into my freaking eyeballs every damn day of my life. So you better believe that when you stink, it's not so much a shot back at you, Cowboys fans. Unfortunately for you, you are overrepresented in the NFL talk world. And because you are, I need all those people who spent the whole offseason telling me this year is going to be different to have to answer for that. So we're coming to that here in just a minute. Here's a fun little tweet that was put up by John Ellis of One Panther Place Pod. First 10 games. Here's the record for the first 10 games of every Panthers head coach dating back to 1995. Let's play a little game. Pencils up. Lonzo, you can play with us. Which Panther head coach?
Thank you for the permission, Rob.
No, and it's for a reason. It's for a reason. Of every head coach of the Carolina Panthers dating back to 1995, through their first 10 games, which head coach had the best 10-game record to start their tenure as the head coach of the Carolina Panthers? Which head coach had the most wins through their first 10 games as the head coach?
The first one.
The first one would be Dom Capers back in 1995. His first 10 games, he was 4-6. That is the second best record through the first 10 games.
I think the streamer, someone on the stream probably has it.
Let's see. Texters are guessing Dom Capers. That is incorrect at 4-6.
Someone said Ryan Fox, but that would be John Fox.
John Fox was 3-7 through his first 10. Not correct. Somebody said Ron Rivera. Ron Rivera was 2-8 through his first 10. Not
so
correct.
It would have to be someone who took over after the team was pretty good, right? Because all these other guys took over when the team, I mean, Dom, the first one, so of course they're not going to be good.
Dom Capers was 4-6.
Expansion team. Mm-hmm. And then everybody else would have had to take over their first season after someone got fired.
I will spare you the anticipation. But for those of you guessing Dom Capers, great guess. Great guess. Not correct. The correct answer with a five.
It's not George Seifert, is it?
It is not. George Seifert was also 4-6. John Fox was 3-7. Ron Rivera was 2-8. Matt Rhule was 3-7. Frank Reich was 1-9. Dave Canales is 3-7 through his first 10. Who's the only head coach that I'm leaving off the list here? Steve Wilkes was 5-5.
All right, that doesn't count.
Why does it count?
Because it's the middle of the season. You're talking about all these guys who started. I knew that's where you were going. That's ridiculous. That doesn't count. He took over in the middle of the season. He didn't start at the beginning of the season.
Okay. And he took over
you
a
guys,
team.
Why you guys love this guy? Don't get. I do not get.
I'm not making any arguments. Steve Wilkes is officially probably unavailable at this point. I'm just saying. Out of every coach in the history of the Carolina Panthers, Steve Wilkes had the best 10-game start as a head coach. Now, you can make all the arguments about when he started, where he started, how he started, whatever. But he also took over a craptastic team. And he went 500, which is better than literally any other coach in the history of the team.
Not from the beginning. He had been with the team the entire time, so he knew what he had right there. That was in the middle of, and he was the interim. He wasn't ever the head coach.
He was the head coach.
He was the interim.
He was the interim. Oh, I'm sorry, the interim what?
It doesn't count. That's not
a full head coach. I don't know why I'm holding my hand in my ear like I'm not wearing headphones, but the interim what?
Maybe the way you worded it at the beginning was being tricksy. Maybe that's what it was.
Was he the head coach or was he not?
No, he was not the head coach.
He was not the head coach.
No, there was something in front of it. The interim means he's not the head coach.
They didn't say interim kind of coach, not interim part the coach. He's the interim head coach, which means he is the head coach. In the interim between the head coach. He's the head coach. He is the interim head coach. Now, I don't really have a point to that other than I just wanted to play that fun game. But second off. Dave Canales, 3-7. Through his first 10. But I would make the argument. I would put Dave Canales 3-7 up against Dom Capers 4-6. I would put Dave Canales 3-7 up against Frank Reich's 1-9. I would put it up against Matt Rhule's 2-8. I think there are two things here. And again, there's only two reasons that you would have a new head coach. Number one, your team sucks and they fired the old head coach. Or number two, your team was very good and the old head coach retired, right? Or got hired away, but that doesn't happen. So I would be willing to bet most head coaches are 500 at best through their first 10. You're going to have the exceptions to the rule in both directions, but I bet it averages out to be like 5-5 on average across all head coaches. Because again, you're either taking over because a guy was good and he retired, or way more frequently you're taking over because the team stank and you've been brought in as the new head coach to fix it. I'm not unhappy about Dave Canales' 3-7. I'm not. I'm not upset about the 3-7. And the point that I was making here was for the folks who are dunking on the 3-7, for the folks that are dunking on the 3-7 and going, oh, it's 3-7 through 10, 3-7 through 10 gives him the second best 10-game start in the history of the franchise at this point. The history of the franchise. This is what I meant when I said to start the year. Panther fans have got to temper their expectation. They have got to slow the roll, calm down, as that great American philosopher once said. Temper expectations. This man just gave you the second best 10-game start of any coach in the history of the franchise.
By the way, I was just curious because I was thinking of a great coach that I know, Andy Reid, when he took over at Kansas City. First year, he went 11-5.
What was his first 10? That's what I need to know.
His first what?
His first 10. His first 10 games. Do we know? I'm curious. I'm going to go see. I will see if we can find it.
I'm clicking on it now. It's taking a second to come up.
Let's see. I mean, technically, Andy Reid's first season as a head coach, he was 5-11. His first year with the Chiefs was not his first year as a head coach.
We're talking about the Chiefs. I specifically said
I know
the
you
Chiefs.
Did. I know you did. But the point here is Andy Reid had head coaching time. Dave Canales does not. So Andy Reid's first season, 5-11.
All right.
They did go 11-5 the next year. I don't think that I can expect Dave Canales to go 3-7 the first and turn around and go 7-3 the first 10 next year. Andy Reid had a bit of a different story working in Philly than he did up there.
That's another good point, James. There are coaches who come in and they do really well.
I quite literally said that. There are exceptions. But the D'Amico Ryans...
This is not with the Panthers.
Not with most teams, so that we're clear. James also said not everyone can be D'Amico Ryans. And let's also point out, they hit on a very solid quarterback in C.J. Stroud, although he is trending down bad right now. Not just him, he's got a lot of injuries around him. Teams beat the hell up. But the Texans don't look like the Texans we thought the Texans would Texans this Texans. We'll talk more about that later in the show. Some of the other teams that are up and down on the playoff ranking. When we come back, let's all make fun of the Dallas Cowboys together, shall we? It's the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to be real clear before we start this Dallas Cowboys discussion. It is all Jerry Jones' fault, just so we're all on the same page here.
Did you put it at this time slot on purpose, by the way?
No.
Because someone's going to be rolling up in here.
I am intrigued in the viewpoint of the boss man down the hall who was a Dallas Cowboys fan, and to be honest with you, Cole Bryson's as well.
Yeah.
Also a Dallas fan. Yeah. But I will say, at the end of the day, I'm hanging this albatross around the neck of one Jerry Jones. Let's start with what happened this weekend. I don't know if you have seen it yet, but there was a touchdown pass that should have been a touchdown pass that ended up not being a touchdown pass because a wide receiver could not see the football, which is kind of like the most important part of catching the football. Couldn't see the football because there's a big damn window right there in Jerry Jones Stadium. And that big window on Jerry...
Isn't that retractable?
It's not retractable because it's on the side of the building.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about from the top.
No.
Okay.
There's a big window on the side of the building that points directly at the end zone. And at a particular time of day, which just so happens to fall in that 4 o'clock game window, which the Dallas Cowboys, because they're America's team.
Was this there before time changed?
It's there at the, I mean, I'm going to say no. But it's there at the back half of every season.
So Jerry could blame the government.
No, he can't. Because he put a damn window that is at the exact angle where the sun bakes one of the end zones every year. And my favorite part was, and I've got the sound, and I'm trying to find it here.
Your hand motions or arm motions for this was on point. That was perfect.
I thought so.
Reminded me of a certain AEW tag team.
I thought so.
That's up and coming right now, yes.
The window that lets the sun shine directly into the eyeballs of any wide receiver in the end zone on the other side of the field trying to catch football, Jerry Jones was asked about that window. and Gerard lost his mind. Gerard popped off. He said, you know, what do you want us to knock this whole thing down and build up a new stadium? And blah, 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 blah. It was not ideal. In fact, I'm trying to find the audio right now. I of course can't seem to freaking find it. Oh wait, here it is. Here it is. There it is. There it is. Jerry Jones. Oh, it's not the audio. It's a transcript. Anyway, he said, by the way, we do know where the sun is going to be when we decide to flip the coin or not. We do know where the damn sun is going to be in our own stadium. And then when asked, well, why not put up curtains or blinds or something, you know, like every other window in America? And he said, well, let's tear the damn stadium down and build another one. Are you kidding me? Everybody's got the same thing. Everybody that comes here has the same issues. I'm saying the world knows where the sun is. You get to know that almost a year in advance. Someone asked me about the sun. What about the sun? Where's the moon? Shut up about the sun. That's an Office reference, for those of you that don't know. Isn't it the best thing in the world that Jerry popped off about the sun and made the perfect point about why the hell you'd have big blinds on a big window so guys can see the football, Jera? Now, that's not the only meltdown, because while that was happening, Micah Parsons was in the locker room after another L, this time getting hammered by their NFC East rivals, the Philadelphia Eagles, and asked about head coach Mike McCarthy. Micah said this. Alonzo, I want your gut reaction. What's your gut reaction to that from Micah Parsons?
First of all, from a radio standpoint, everybody wants these guys to be honest. And when they are, to a degree, when he didn't say what the entire thing, like, yeah, well, he needs to be gone because he's a horrible coach. He kind of said that. But you want the honesty. Then when there is honesty, like I said, to a degree, not complete honesty, but enough to for everyone to be talking about this, then you're hypocritical of the player. And so as sports media or media in general, do you want it or do you not want it? I mean, do you want it just so you can slam the guy who gave it to you? Should he have said that? Probably not. But now that he has, it's everywhere. And because it's the Cowboys, it's magnified, because as we can't figure out and other people can't figure out why Dallas is so important and everyone feels like they need to talk about him in sports. In this case, it is a story. I mean, do we want him to talk or do we not want him to talk?
So here's the – usually that is a reaction I would have. Like, I'm not gonna clown a dude who's finally opened up and given fans what the honest opinion inside the locker room is. In fact, I didn't even care about the first part where he's like, oh, you know, Mike can leave and go wherever he wants to go, because that's true. He's in the final year of his contract. Maybe it's Mike that says, I've had enough of Jerry. I'm out of here, not the other way around.
Or he's had enough from ungrateful players who just won't go out and give him their all or something. I don't know.
Whatever. Whatever reason Mike wants to leave, he can. But that wasn't the takeaway. What I got was at the end where he's going off and saying these assistant coaches have done more than Mike's ever done. That's where I was like, oh.
See, I thought he was talking about actual players. I didn't realize he was talking about
assistant coaches, other guys.
Yeah, okay.
And that blew my mind. Blew Rex Ryan's mind, too. My favorite part was watching the reactions of like Greeny and the guys that were like, that's Pat McAfee's job, bud, not yours. The thing is, he's not wrong. It's interesting to me because I do want players to be open and honest and actually give the fans a little bit more than just the same old football platitudes using coach speak all the time. But when you cook up your head coach like that, it's kind of rough. Now, here's the thing. You want to know why the players are comfortable doing that? Here's Jerry. So, here's the thing. And a lot of people are beating up Jerry. Me too, but for a different reason. Jerry said, we won 3 games with Dak. I thought we'd play a lot better without Dak. And people are saying that as if what Jerry meant was, Dak is gone, now we're better. And what Jerry meant
was... That's exactly what it sounded like to me.
Exactly. I think what Jerry actually meant was, we thought we'd be good. Like, we know Dak's down, and yet we would still be okay, right? Not, we'll play better without Dak, but We have had games where we haven't had Dak Prescott, and we have played better football than we just played in this particular game. But it damn sure sounded like Jerry's out there cooking his QB. And at the end of the day, what Jerry actually meant to say, then we just learned this from election season, what is actually said doesn't matter as much as what is it that you interpreted from what the person said. This is the problem. You got a bunch of dudes out here for a team that is not on the same page, and now everybody's just shooting from the hip. There is no gel to this team. This is why I've said I see a bright lining, a silver lining for the Carolina Panthers, because while they're bad, I damn sure got a bunch of guys who are on message and on the same page. And that is the foundation. The Cowboys don't even have a foundation. They got a big old hole full of quicksand in the ground because everybody's shooting from the hip saying their own thing and everybody's just sinking in different parts of the area. The Carolina Panthers are on the same page. The foundation is there. That's why I think there's a silver lining there. Here's the reality. Al Davis territory is real and the Cowboys are in it. They won't be good till Jerry's dead and all these clowns are gone. Sorry. That's what it is. I was trying to make a Cowboys joke about Lonzo Sports Flash, but I'm dumb and can't. So here's Lonzo Sports Flash.
Yeah, I'm following the meanness. Here's something bright. The Miami Dolphins knocked off the LA Rams last night, 23-15. Quarterback Tua Tagovailoa was tested for a concussion after taking a shot to the helmet, attempting to tackle on intercepting. He should have just let that go, but stayed in the game, going 20-28 for 270 yards and a touchdown. Miami improves to 3-6, while LA falls to 4-5. The Cleveland Cavaliers improved 12-0 with a 119-113 win over Chicago on the back of a 36-point effort from Donovan Mitchell. The unblemished record makes them the eighth team in NBA history to go unbeaten through the first 12 games. We are 4 days away from boxing history as a knockout machine. Iron Mike Tyson takes on the most punchable face in boxing, Jake Paul. Stay tuned right here for the hype leading up to the fight, which goes down Friday night. Also Friday night at 6:30, the Furman Paladins take on the Tulane Green Wave in hard court action. It's Furman versus Tulane right here on The Fan, Upstate.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.